Right, good morning to you. It's Depression Awareness Week, and according to statistics, the number of men and women diagnosed with depression has increased in every health trust in Northern Ireland. The annual average number of adults on the GP depression register, it's astonishing actually, 175,000. Still a topic that we find difficult to talk about openly. John is a part-time farmer. On Vinnie's Radio Ulster show on Monday night, he shared his story.
I've suffered from depression since probably my early teens. In various stages, it has been quite bad, and other times I've managed it. At times I've coped, and at times I haven't without medical intervention. Mm-hmm. So it's...
What was the first thing that you started to notice that was happening that you thought, look, maybe there's something not right here?
As a teenager, sort of experimenting with alcohol, it would have brought me down, and I was quick to realise that after a suicide attempt in my teen years, and I realised then to stay away from alcohol, and I don't drink at all now.
For people that have never experienced depression, what is that like when you feel at rock bottom?
Isolation and loneliness, even in a room full of people that are close to you, being irritable, wanting to get away and spend time on your own. Like, whenever I'm feeling low, I would go and just lie on top of the bed and stare at the ceiling with no music, no TV, just dark thoughts, quite often fantasising about plans to kill myself, you know, and this would happen regularly when I was low. So now to recognise when you're slipping into that state, you can pull yourself out of it, but it's the trick is learning to recognise whenever you are slipping into those thoughts.
So you can almost feel that dip in your mood coming, so you can try and take actions to counteract it. What do you do?
Pressures of normal work life, pressures that normal people can cope with, I can't, and have to get away from it and back away. So to think of my family and think of positive things, think I have a lot in life, I have a lot to live for. And it's just reminding myself of that, because it's so easy to think that people would be better off without you. And that's the thought that goes into your head whenever you're in that low place, that you're a burden, and that people, because you're short-tempered and irritable and you can't see that you've any value, your self-esteem, your...
What do you mean by that? Do you mean you feel worthless?
Yeah, definitely. You're not worthy of what you have. I still have low times. I attend frequently an Aware Defeat group in Belfast. I find it's a great safety net. It's a great help to me.
How long, those low times, how long does that last for, that feeling? Are we talking hours or days?
A couple of days. Sometimes it's hours, and working on a farm can be a trigger, but it can also be a great help. You know, if things go wrong, an animal dies, an animal gets sick, you start blaming yourself, and you think, you know, that somebody else would have done something different. Whereas whenever things go well, it can lift you out of it. Whenever you go out in the morning and the birds are singing and the sun's shining and everything's... It's a real lift. It's a benefit.
So your environment can really make a difference?
Environment makes a big difference. In the wintertime, I have more bouts of depression than I would in the summertime.
It must be tough for you going through this, and you've been going through this for years. You have got a family there as well. What kind of role do they play in terms of helping you through it, and how do they understand that, especially children?
My wife's very supportive, and she got a book on explaining to children about, you know, the black dog, and it puts it in child-friendly words, how, you know, explaining why daddy's short-tempered and why daddy's not out playing with them. Mm-hmm. I think we've brought them up not to hide from it.
Us men in general can be quite bad at talking about our health. What would you say to someone that's listening now that might be in a similar position and isn't quite sure what to do in terms of looking for help or asking for help and talking about their mental health?
Talk to somebody. My first point of call was the Samaritans. Just somebody to listen to what I thought were my problems. It's easier to talk to a stranger than it is to talk to somebody that you know or a family member. Ring somebody, talk to somebody, don't keep it all in. I know several people that have killed themselves, and my only regret is that I didn't reach out to them, didn't know what they were going through. They were the same as me. They put on the mask. Unfortunately, I've known loads of people who haven't sought help at the right time. So it's important to seek help. Don't try and face it on your own. Don't wait as long as I've waited.
Well, really interesting story that, isn't there? And listen, there are lots of action lines around. If you do need information, for goodness sake, use them. bbc.co.uk/actionline is the website address. 0800 924 303. is the telephone number. Lines are open 24 hours, are free for most landlines. Some networks and mobile operators will charge for these calls.